Lord encouraged the congregation with a challenge to begin each day with God's Word, encouraging us that attending the church service and hearing the Word just isn't enough. I read a devotion by Paul David Tripp this week that I would like to share with you. Maybe it will help you to think and pray about our pastor's challenge. The devotion starts with a quote from Tripp. God's Word can reshape how you think and should guide every step you take. Do you ever need your thought process to be reshaped? I do. Sometimes I'm anxious or angry or sad, and it's in these times that I need God's Word to reshape my thoughts and feelings. I'm going to read that devotion from Paul David Tripp's Everyday Gospel for you. Maybe it will speak to you the same way it spoke to me. And it goes like this. Sadly, for many Christians, a troubling gap lies between what we say we believe and the way we live. Our functional theology doesn't match our confessional theology. We say we believe in God, but we live as though life were all about us. We confess to believe in God's sovereign rule over all things, but we live in anxiety and fear, or we crave being in control. We sing songs of grace, but we are unloving and ungracious with others. We confess we believe in the reality of eternity, but we live only for the present moment. We say we believe in the importance of the body of Christ, but in our churches sometimes we act more like consumers than participants. If I were to watch a video of a week in your life, would I conclude that your life is shaped by the commands, principles, promises, and overall mission of God's kingdom as they are unfolded in Scripture? Almost right in the middle of your Bible is its longest chapter, Psalm 119. It is longer than some books of the Bible. The main topic of this psalm is the blessing of God's Word. God dedicated the longest single passage in all of Scripture to reminding us of the inescapable importance of His Word. In the middle of this lengthy reflection on the beauty of God's Word, the psalmist says something that we must not miss. Verse 105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Pretend that you're walking at night down a path through the woods to get back to your summer rental cabin. You're unfamiliar with this path, so of course, you have your flashlight with you. Your flashlight is pointed not at your head, but at your feet. To make your way in the darkness, you need light on the path and on your feet. Your flashlight guides you in the darkness. So it is with God's Word. If you shine it only on your mind and fail to shine it on your life, you may get lost or fall. It is sad to see how many of us have big theological brains but wandering hearts and lives. God intends His Word to completely rearrange the way you think, but He also wants it to guide and direct every aspect of every single thing you do. Belief in the truths of Scripture is expressed in the way you live your life. In this darkened world, God has blessed you with His Word to light your way. Do you shine its light on your everyday life? As we go about this week, let's let the light of Jesus shine through us, and let's let the Word of God reshape our thinking and the way we live. Have a great week.